Today, we begin a series of profiles on the candidates running in contested primaries in Northern Illinois. We'll start with the new 16th Congressional District, which includes parts of Rockford, DeKalb, LaSalle, and areas south of Chicago. It's been represented since 1993 by Rockford area Republican Don Manzullo. His opponent is fellow Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger.
I've been in Congress a total of 13 months. We've changed the conversation since we've been there, myself and the freshman class, from how much more are we going to spend to how much are we going to cut and how are we going to pay for things.
Kinzinger, who's from the Joliet area, was elected in 2010 along with a wave of candidates who received money from Tea Party supporters. The next year, Democrats at the Illinois Capitol, who control the legislature and the governor's office, took their revenge. They remapped Kinzinger's home out of his district into a heavily Democratic one represented by Jesse Jackson Jr. Kinzinger was sure he'd lose the next election if he stayed put. But right next door was a district, the 16th, that remained conservative. It was represented by a fellow Republican congressman who wanted another term.
Don Manzullo and I are friends, but Don Manzullo has been there for 20 years.
In a recent interview with WNIJ, Kinzinger never accused Manzullo of being bad for the district, but he implied a connection between Manzullo and the region's shrinking economy.
Obviously, the 16th is a very heavy manufacturing district, and unfortunately, over the last 10 or 20 years, we've seen manufacturing exit at a rapid clip. So I'd love to get some of those jobs back. I also would love to see new manufacturing.
Manzullo, for his part, touts his experience with small businesses. During a visit to the WNIJ studios, he talked about his lifelong connection to them.
A dad at a grocery store. We lived in one room for 6 years above the grocery store. Then he bought the old Rosecrans Children's Home in New Milford, converted that into Manzullo's famous Italian restaurant with 13 tables. And a bar that my dad built because he was a master carpenter.
Manzullo says he continued working at the restaurant while putting himself through college, then law school. Since entering the House of Representatives, he served on various subcommittees concerning trade with Asia and the Pacific. Manzullo also founded and chairs the House Manufacturing Caucus, but he's also quick to highlight his familiarity with another big industry in the district, agriculture. He and his wife raised beef cattle for 30 years. He says it's important to understand farmers and speak their language when addressing their concerns.
It's important for a member of Congress to know what an amber box is, a blue box is, and a green box for WTO compliance when working on the new farm bill.
Compared to Manzullo, Kinzinger has little experience with agriculture, but he has military experience and lists his accomplishments in the U.S. Air Force on his campaign website. Currently, he's a captain in the Air National Guard. Despite their differences, the candidates sound virtually the same when criticizing President Obama's health care law and his decision to delay construction of the Keystone oil pipeline. And they use the same words when it comes to keeping the government, as they put it, out of the way of business. Elsewhere during Morning Edition, you can hear analysis of this race with NIU political scientist Matt Streb. If you want to hear the complete interviews with Congressman Manzullo and Kinzinger, visit our website, WNIJ.org. Tomorrow at this time, we'll continue our series on contested primaries with a look at the Democrats running in the new 14th Congressional District. I'm Dan Klefstad, WNIJ News.